A Reflection on Ash Wednesday by Nathan D. Mitchell from the booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You see them everywhere today, smudged on the foreheads of chirping school kids, etched above the eyes of young women walking to work, sprinkled on silver-haired seniors. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. A haunting, familiar phrase, first found in the burial service of the English Book of Common Prayer, reminds us of a truth most of us prefer not to ponder. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. After all, what are dust and ashes but dirt, matter out of place, evidence that things aren't what or where they should be. Harsh reminders that our own lives will drift away like smoke. Yet Abraham, our forebear in faith, saw his dust and ashes condition as cause for celebration. In a story that blends humor and horror, he probes the wideness of God's mercy, boldly bargaining with the Lord to spare the cities of the plain. Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. Brazen in his belief that mercy trumps vengeance, Abraham discovers that God's passion to forgive surpasses every human plan to destroy. Paradoxically, then, the ashes that signal our morality, our world's extinction, and our sore need for repentance, what the gospel calls conversion, also symbolize God's choice to forgive everybody, everything. This was the unimaginable secret Abraham learned when bargaining with God. Our destiny isn't destruction, but dancing. God seeks not the sinner's death, but the heart's return. Not ashes to dust, but ashes to Easter.
This meditation by author Nathan D. Mitchell was recorded with permission of LaGlory Publications. It is from a booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. For more information or to order this booklet, please telephone LaGlory Publications at their toll-free number, 800-325-9521, or visit the LaGlory Publications website at www.laglory.org. This recording is copyright 2010 by LaGlory Publications and is presented by the Catholic Health Association of the United States.